What does the Australian couple of Beach Boys fans do every time that the Beach Boys come on and they're at home together?
I don't know.
They make love.
That'll do, yeah.
I've got a question for you. Is it false or true? Is it fill in the blank? Are there options to rank? Nothing serious. Mostly just curious. Mona and Derek's quiz show.
Welcome to Mona and Derek's quiz show. My name is Mona.
And I'm Derek, and we're here. Park it in this quiz lot. We're going to hit you with the good stuff tonight.
We are a married couple.
Yeah, that's right.
We are make music and art and children and food and laundry and car together.
And lists, to-do lists.
To-do lists together.
We do those.
To still didn't do it lists.
And then to lose lists.
To lose.
I mean, we lose them and then we never do the stuff.
I lose it. And before you know it. Mad. That would be our catchphrase.
Yeah. I lose it, you get mad. And before you know it, we've never called the insurance guy about the hail damage from...
Is there a time limit on that?
We'll just be like, hey, the November hail hit.
Maybe we could say it was acorns.
Yeah, these darn squirrels are... getting a little feisty this time of year.
Starving.
Tossing the corns. They're starving, yeah. They're, well, aren't they
fattening for attention.
Up?
For attention. Yeah. That's why they're throwing them at our car, yeah.
They're saying, hey, look up here. Doing a trick with my tail.
So I have some questions for Derek, and Derek has some questions for me. We appreciate all of you listening. Those in the U.S. and otherwise, it seems like we have some people abroad, which is cool. If you want a sticker, let us know. We'll send you one. We're going to send you a sticker. Give us your address. Mona and Derek's Quiz Show at gmail.com. So before we get started, though, Derek.
Yes? What did I do?
All right. I was thinking about a TV show that if you're of a certain age, you'll remember. If you're not of a certain age and you think, why is that age group so neurotic and scared? It's because of this show. It was called Rescue 911.
It
was on 1989 to 1996. The host was William Shatner. And
wait, the host was William Shatner?
Yes.
A Rescue 911?
Yes. I just looked it up. Yeah. Or at least the first season it was.
Yeah, for some reason that doesn't seem right, but I believe you.
But then, well, I thought the same, but then I saw the picture of him and I'm like, oh, that's the guy.
Okay.
And if you think of his voice... it makes sense. Like,
yeah.
The premise of the show is it's very dramatic and it's like an hour long, and they go through like two or three scenarios where they reenact things.
Yeah.
So I would say one of the most traumatic ones was the girl getting her tongue stuck in a bottle or her lips. You know how you can like get suction going in a certain way, like in a Snapple bottle?
Uh huh.
And then they couldn't get her get it off her face. Ugh. But like, it's...
they have to slap that thing with a hammer. And was it a glass bottle, plastic?
A glass bottle. Glass. I don't remember how, but every time I get in the shower and I take a shower that's too hot, I always think of the episode where the mom's in the bath and she like passes out. I think she has a seizure and then the water's too hot.
Oh, dang.
And anyways... anybody else traumatized by that show?
I mean, I remember being scared of it, but I don't remember any specific ones like you, like you've got locked away here.
Yeah, I just have a couple locked away.
So maybe I was just like, I'm turning this off.
Well, I'm 2 years older.
Maybe that's why I didn't know Shatner hosted it. Never watched the thing. Saw the opening credits roll and I ran into the backyard.
Yeah, maybe.
Scurried under a tree until Rugrats was back on the next morning.
I mean, it was definitely like a little grown up for me to be watching.
A little grown up.
A little grown up. That's all I have. You have any questions for me?
I remember, did they play that like back to back with Unsolved Mysteries, or did I just think of those as similar shows?
I think it was on before America's Most Wanted, and I wasn't allowed to watch that.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah, they just love to whip people into a
real
frenzy.
That was too much. Like, my mom was like, no, you cannot watch America's Most Wanted.
Yeah, because that's, I mean, That's a different... Rescue 911 is just like, whoa, that could happen. But America's Most Wanted is like, this guy might be coming to our house tonight.
Oh, my gosh. And I did watch
it. To commit a crime.
When I did watch America's Most Wanted, I could not sleep.
Yeah. You're out there in the country, the wind whips through the oaks, and you think that's his...
drumming
crazy up. Eyes Johnny from Albuquerque coming to get me.
Truly drumming up the terror. But you know what I was the most scared of, which is the most reasonable if you live out in the country, is aliens.
So. Goosebumps. Oh, aliens. Yeah. Yeah, in the country, that seems like the most real threat. Did you ever watch Beyond Belief, Fact or Fiction? That show? I think that was a short-lived...
Oh, was that on Fox?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
That is why
I was scared of
aliens.
Obsessed
with it, but that one was truly terrifying.
Yeah.
I don't know, something about it. I would tape them. I remember taping that and Goosebumps while I was at soccer practice.
So that's when you would put a VHS tape in a VCR.
Yep.
And you would hit record.
I think the set that I had, the VCR console.
Oh, did you schedule it?
You could schedule, yep. So okay. I'd set it 5 o'clock and then I'd say, oh, daylight savings. Now I got to watch Frasier. But speaking of daylight savings, hey, how about this early darkness, folks? Mm-hmm. What do you know? All right. So should we do some questions?
Yes. I'm going to ask you about current events, pop culture.
Oh, I love it.
I'm
all up with the times.
A couple of things to cover. Apparently, there's a movie coming out about Von Dutch. Remember that company?
Von Dutch, yeah, good like chips.
Early 2000s. Okay, yeah. Chips.
That's a clothing brand, right?
Yeah, they had those hats. It was very much like
rural.
Early 2000s.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I think it was probably popular on the coast. 6 years before it was popular in rural Iowa.
Okay. I'm thinking of it as like farm stuff, but no.
I thought that like,
is it like
Paris Hilton wore it.
Okay.
Von
Dutch.
What's that other company? Affirmation.
Affliction.
Affliction.
Okay, yeah, it's like that. Okay.
I think it's kind of like similar era of Affliction.
Is Von Dutch like a hot rod artist or something?
Maybe.
I don't know.
It's not that interesting.
It's not interesting.
Rihanna is coming out with an album on vinyl.
Oh, wow.
I believe only, so that's
good luck,
hot.
Rihanna. I hear it's taken like a year or two for turnaround times on that vinyl.
So I have three questions
for
you.
She can probably get to the top of the queue.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kim Kardashian is rumored to be dating which comedian? Kyle Mooney, Pete Davidson, Jason Sudeikis, or Beck Bennett?
It's got to be Pete, right?
Yeah.
Wait, which Kardashian?
Kim?
Whoa.
I thought it would be so fun because I bet everybody else, everyone listening to this is like, yeah, duh.
But Derek is so oblivious. Did he date another one of them?
Oh,
Pete Davidson.
You were just talking about hot chicks. Hot chicks, yes.
Another hot chick? Yeah, he's dated a lot of them, right?
Yeah, but not another Kardashian.
Kardashian.
They must have met when she did the show.
Oh, wow. Oh, they
so
did that.
She's been like back to New York to hang out with him.
Whoa, they did that Aladdin sketch where the joke was that that she was way too hot for him and that they were boning.
Yeah.
And now the joke is real.
The joke is real. He took her to Long Beach. Coney Island or something.
Okay. I mean, what's the appeal of this Davidson guy? Why is he getting all these top of the pop stars?
Well,
you think he's good looking? Put it in the comments below if you think Pete Davidson's a catch.
I believe he does have self-confidence.
Okay.
He's a bit emotionally raw.
A bit of a fixer-upper, huh?
No, he's like... open about how he feels.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He's not hiding anything, I don't think.
He's got nothing to hide.
He's very upfront.
We'll find out.
But ultimately, I think he has BDE.
Yeah.
Big time. Big time BDE. So I think that's what it is.
Yeah, all right.
And I think when you get in with a few, then the your manager calls the other manager and they're like, you know what would be good for both of us?
Yeah, he's kind of like a tabloid darling, yeah. Right? They're just like, oh, look who's on Davidson's arm this week.
This guy is hideous and he does it again, but he's not hideous.
He's going out with Judge Judy. Wow, look at him go.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a new Netflix holiday movie coming out starring someone. So I'm going to tell you about the film, and then you're going to tell me which one of these gems is in it.
Okay.
Oh, so Netflix comes out with a bunch of holiday movies. Remember this? I was helping the Browns with their caramels, and they were watching something that was just like, what? But it was also addictive. Oh, wait, I should say holiday. That I listen to rom-com books while I'm sewing. And so if you watch rom-com movies while you're folding caramel papers, that is, I get it.
And I
they kind of taught me that.
Yeah.
You need it light. Okay, what were you going
to
say?
Easy to digest. I did take the children to their grandmother's, my mom's house the other day. And Mona informed me when I got back that she finished an entire 8-hour rom-com audiobook. So she got a lot of work done.
I cannot even remember what it was about.
I think it was a little bit of romance, a little bit of comedy.
It's so funny. I was so invested.
They meet on the beach. He spills a margarita.
I was going to talk about that.
Is that right?
I was going to tell. I have some smut fans, and it's not very smutty. It's mostly just cheesy, but it was.
Just kissing.
Just some kisses. Holidays. D-A-Z-E.
Oh, classic.
Something like that. And, okay.
They smoke weed together.
This could have been a whole different segment, but.
Let's do it. Spin off right now.
Okay. Rom-coms, the plot holes are so funny. It's just like, this does not.
They don't care.
They don't address.
They're like this.
They'll start something like, this is how they met, and then they don't do that again. And it's like, wait, why were they? Okay.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Just let us describe these kisses.
Yeah, so.
And the caress.
And the thing is, I think that those are fun to listen to if you are sewing, because the sewing machine goes and then you can't hear for a bit. And then you don't get lost because it's just like, well, we're still listening to this crap.
Yeah, you drop back in like, yeah, I get it. They're on the airplane.
If anybody listens to the Holidays book.
It's just called Holidays.
I'll post it on the Instagram. A picture of
Holidays.
It. Embarrassed.
And confused.
8 hours of sewing. Okay.
It's a lot of sew.
Also, a long time for you all to be gone. It was pretty incredible, but lonely.
Lonely.
At a certain point, you're like, oh, my purpose is to sew.
Is to sew.
Okay. All right. So back to this holiday movie. The movie has this person playing a spoiled, newly engaged hotel heiress who gets total amnesia in a skiing accident and finds herself in the care of a handsome lodge owner. So who plays the newly engaged hotel heiress?
Amy Adams.
Is it Lindsay Lohan, Jessica Simpson, Paris Hilton, or Hilary Duff?
What?
Going along with the Von Dutch here.
Hey, did they go Hilton or was that too on the nose? I'm going to go Hilton. That's my guess.
It's Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan. Cannot wait
to watch her do that acting.
Yeah, I'm sure she's still got it.
Finally.
She knows how to act. She got her start on the silver screen, right?
Isn't
she a child actress?
Yeah, this could go back to how we don't think it should be legal to have child actors. Yeah. We should just have adults in a child's clothing
petition.
And you just say, okay, that's a kid. I got it. I got it.
Goo goo gaga.
Rather than making a child work. Goo goo gaga. Baby. Yeah. Baby's Day Out would have been trash.
Yeah, they just make a giant binky. He says, I lost my binky.
A lot of weird kinks come out of that. Okay. Yeah. Your last question of current events pop culture, which has, I guess, been pretty,
great.
Kristen Stewart is having which one of these people officiate her wedding? Is it the lead singer of Smash Mouth?
I hope not.
The lead singer of Third Eye Blind.
Okay, that's getting interesting.
Uncle Cracker. Or Guy Fieri.
Oh my goodness. Either way, this is a raging party. Wow, what a curveball. I'm gonna Fieri?
It's true.
Is it Fieri? Yeah. That seems like, I mean, that's definitely the classiest of the bunch. I mean,
well, okay.
He's the butt of a lot of jokes, but he's still like currently successful.
Yeah, but he's also like a good guy.
Yeah. No, he seems like a great dude.
Apparently,
is he officiating or catering? I'd want him to be throwing some slabs on the grill.
He has a hobby of officiating gay weddings.
Really?
So it's something that he's done.
That's
I believe Brooke told me he has a gay sister.
Okay.
And here it says Guy Fieri officiates at 101 gay weddings in Florida.
Wow. Is he
a mass wedding ceremony in Miami? This was in 2015, so maybe that was when it became legal. So anyways, it's not news to some, but it's news to me.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't mean to put him in that
more you know.
List of other people. I mean, they're all fine or whatever.
That was a great list.
I wanted to really make you confused.
It wasn't like he was completely out of place among those.
Yeah.
He kind of looks like the guy from Smash Mouth.
I think that's why I thought of that. Okay, now you know everything about pop culture.
Now I sure do. Do you think he says something about the power invested in me by the city of Flavortown?
Mm-hmm.
LLC?
Or is that just Leslie? Like, do people say?
Yeah, by the power invested, right? Isn't it?
Invested?
I think it's the vested? Power vested in me, isn't it?
Oh, like you have a shirt on without arms?
When you become a minister, they put a vest on you. And they say, now you're vested to get out there and make the vest of it.
Okay. What do you got for me?
To the best part. All right. Well, last week I made a solemn promise to our listening audience and you that probably nobody remembers, but we were talking about the living in the 90s. I keep saying living, but it does have a G on there.
Living in the 90s.
And, you know, you said, hey, maybe you should quiz me about living in the 90s. And I said, I will. I'll do it next week. So here we are.
That's this week now.
Man of my word. Owning up to what I've said.
Promises kept.
Promises made. Promises kept. Cashing the check that my foot wrote, or whatever it is. So I kind of combed through this track listing
cashing
here.
Cashing the check that my foot wrote?
Yeah, that's
is
right.
Is that a phrase?
That's a phrase. It is now. So I'm just going to quiz you about some of the songs that are on there.
Okay.
And look at some of the lyrics of them and see what was going on back in those 90s and what were they talking about exactly.
All right.
So, number one, let's put 60 seconds on the clock. In the song I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Fred, mm-hmm. which of the following do the lyrics not state that the singer is too sexy for? What was he not too sexy for? His arms, his hat, Japan, or his cat?
Arms.
I'm too sexy. Arms is correct. He is not too sexy for those because they fit right on that bod and they're quite muscular.
Thank you.
I did pull up, for each of these, I felt compelled to pull up a favorite passage from the lyrics. So this will explain at least one of them here. So this part says, I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts. I'm too sexy for Milan. Too sexy for Milan. New York and Japan. Which I'm assuming in his accent he rhymes Milan and Japan.
Oh, yeah.
I'm too sexy for your party. Too sexy for your party. No way I'm disco dancing.
Wow.
Or disco dancing.
When's that song from?
Sometime in the 90s. I don't know. Should I look it up?
So we were all just terrified of the water getting too hot in the bathtub while simultaneously singing I'm Too Sexy at an age that is far too young.
Oh, yeah. Way too young. Yeah,
way
I remember.
Too young.
Oh, another thing about the living in the 90s that ties into this is that the week before that, we talked about the Charles and Eddie song, what is it? Would I Lie to You?
Would I Lie to You? The worst possible phrase a lover could say to someone.
Yeah.
Would I Lie to You?
Would I Lie to You? Come on, babe. Get back in the car. Well, so anyways, the Charles and Eddie song, it, I said that I had never heard it. And then it turns out it was on Living in the 90s, which I had. And
you had been living in them.
But the thing is, I think that, I don't know if you can relate to this, but back when I was a kid with CDs and stuff, I would listen to like my favorite songs on there and then just like skip the rest. Like the experience of listening to a CD was like, all right, number four, that song's done. Let's go to nine.
See, I was... going all the way through. I didn't have very many CDs, though.
The completest. See, nowadays...
I got to know every...
Yeah.
Every inch.
Nowadays, I'm an album thoroughist. Thorough... I don't know what word
you're
I'm looking for
there. You're a nerd now.
I'm a nerd. If I'm going to check something out, I want to hear the album front to back.
And now I skip around.
So, I'm, like, thinking that maybe I either, like, heard that song one time and was like, this isn't for my 8-year-old ears. It's not doing it for me, so I'm going to skip to the Proclaimers. Or I never even gave it a shot. I was just like, I remember these songs
from
the commercial.
Yeah, these songs are on the... Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, but yeah, to tie back to Right Said Fred, I do remember that one being one that I stopped on many times for some reason.
And so...
Because I could relate to the lyrics, you know?
Yeah. I remember
dancing
that. I also
don't go to Milan because of the sexiness.
I danced to that... in my sister's room. I remember it very vividly.
Yeah.
Getting dressed up and making a catwalk.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so.
Gotta do what you gotta do. Keep the time going as a child.
I mean, that's, you know, we're talking about two households with a lot of kids.
A lot of kids.
And your parents just give up and you're listening to I'm Too Sexy.
Hey, what are you guys listening to
are
there?
Are they breaking anything?
It's like a Mickey Mouse soundtrack. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Okay, sounds good.
Yep.
Anybody right. Puking? No?
Anybody
good.
Puking?
It's a good day.
Vomit? No, not lately. It's not all late. Dried.
Oh.
So in the House of Pain track, Jump Around.
Okay.
You remember this one?
Yeah. Yes. I'm a roller rink baby. I know that
one. Of course. How many times, well, so you'll know the answer to this. How many times is the word jump used in the lyrics?
Rude.
Is it 34, 64, 94, or 3.5 million times?
I think it's 94.
It is indeed 94.
Oh, because they just say jump, 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 jump. Yeah.
And then there's a background vocal that says, everybody jump, jump.
Oh, yeah. So thank you.
They say it quite a bit, and I imagine if you were seeing the House of Pain live, you would have been off your feet and had some sore calves the next day.
Oh. And if you'd had a couple of kids, you'd be holding your crutch.
You'd be thinking, there's urine on the floor.
Unless you can find a...
And I'm going to move away before I slip. And here comes a crowd surfer.
Not on the floor.
If you're wearing a skirt, no underwear.
Just talking a dribble.
Well, you know, next thing you know, well, 94 like dribbles.
Yeah,
that's when you got yourself in-ground pool.
Let's say you have a cup full of condensation.
Okay.
You're not going to put that cup on a wood surface because you're going to leave a little ring.
That's right.
That's kind of what you, kind of that level of
I'm not quite making the
moisture
connection here,
when you jump around at the jump show.
Yeah.
So if you do that, 94 rings of...
So you just got to put a coaster under yourself and you're good to go.
It's like a really good ad for sleek maxi pads.
Yeah.
Well.
You wouldn't put a Diet Coke on your grandmother's Danish table. So why would you go jumping around at the House of Pain concert when you could be using whatever product?
Yeah. And they'd be like, you can wear a mini skirt.
Yeah.
As long as you have your... I can't think of any. Always.
Yeah,
always there for you.
The final scene of the commercial is the singer House of Pain up at the mic and he holds up the box of whatever.
And everybody's wearing white jeans.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're always wearing white jeans, just to clarify.
Yes. Yep.
You can. Sorry, no, we interrupted living in the 90s. Pee-pee jokes.
Here's a passage from Jump Around that I found quite poetic.
Okay.
I'm the cream of the crop. I rise to the top. I never eat a pig because a pig is a cop. Or better yet, a Terminator like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Try to play me out as if my name was Sega.
Wow.
So these guys are...
I came to get down.
Right up there.
I came to get down.
Edgar Allan Poe, Robert Frost.
Thank you.
On the song
Good. I love this category, by the way. Let me interrupt the category to tell
you.
Well,
don't worry. We could just do this for the next several weeks because there's a lot of songs on this two CD disc.
I wouldn't mind.
Two disc set. We'll bring it back at some point, but we're not going to become a Living in the 90s podcast.
Derek just did that thing where
track by track.
You squeeze the top of your nose.
You squeeze the top of my nose.
Like you really, really just so stressed out.
Just thinking, I got to pull some of the stress out of the brain. Only way I know how, right through the bridge. On the song Good Vibrations by Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Feel the vibration.
Oh, she knows it. Here we go. Drop that beat.
Thank you.
Mark Wahlberg's brother, Donnie, takes the lead for one of the verses in which he raps about being what? So he's kind of boasting about what property of his personality.
He's kind of a piece of crap, right? I don't know.
Is he rapping about being muscular, vegan, drug-free, or jealous of being eclipsed by his brother's fame?
I thought it was going to be about his unit. What's the first one?
Muscular.
I think muscular.
It's actually drug free.
Oh.
Good guess, though. He probably was muscular,
congratulations.
Too. This particular song, he was setting aside his muscle lyrics and letting the world know that he's sober. So I'll read you his verse here.
Please.
Donnie D's on the backup. Drug free. So put the crack up. No need for speed. I'm anti-D-R-U-G-G-I-E. My body is healthy. And rhymes make me wealthy. And the Funky Bunch helps me to bring you a show with no intoxication. Come on, feel the vibration.
Oh, that's a great...
You got this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's not a bad verse, huh?
Oh, love it.
For the straight edge community.
I was going to say, it's like so... I bet he says it to himself in the mirror as an affirmation every morning.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, you can do this, Danny.
D-R-U-G-G-I-E.
One day at a time.
One day.
The rhymes make me wealthy, or they probably, the royalties have stopped coming in from that one, but
nah,
at
a
one
couple.
Point, you think he's probably getting some cash off that Wahlburgers Hy-Vee mm-hmm. restaurant chain they got going.
Yeah, I'm sure that, is that still popular?
I don't know if it was ever popular, but, you know, depressed people on their lunch break are stopping in there at Hy-Vee, yeah, give me another burger. Take the blue cheese on the side. anywho.
We just made somebody frown really deep.
Yeah.
That's me.
Oh, man, I go to Wahlburgers.
You know, I get the blue cheese on the side, but I didn't know I was depressed.
No, it's not to make light of depression. I'm just saying, you know, you're on your lunch break from work, and it's a soul-crushing job.
Yeah.
At the insurance company.
Oh, a lot of people working at the insurance company.
Maybe you don't literally have depression, but in that moment you're thinking, I don't want to go back.
I don't want to make any decisions.
If I could just live in this Wahlburgers, I'd stay here. But the waiter's looking at me funny. I've been here for an hour and a half. All right, I'm going.
Put the blue cheese on the side because it's time for the quiz show to be over.
That's
Thank you
right.
for listening.
You're very welcome.
I was supposed to say that at the end.
What's that? Oh.
I was supposed to say that at the end.
Yeah, let's just skip all the pleasantries.
I'll
see you later. No. But seriously, come on. We do appreciate you, folks.
I have some new drawings on shirts and sweatshirts, and they make great gifts and tote bags.
Boom.
And the thing is, I'd love to tell you what day they're available, but...
Well, we'll see what happens. We got a crazy schedule with children this week.
Yeah, we always think we can do things...
we're like, yeah, we'll get this done, and then we have a half hour of free time at 9 o'clock at night.
And you know what I'm doing? I'm gonna go read my new fantasy.
She's gonna read that fantasy.
I am book 6 in a book of 7 series.
Wow.
And I'm like, what?
6 more shades of
and
gray.
And I wanted to tell you all that they started out as like young adult fantasy, which can you imagine if you had told me before the pandemic that I read young adult fantasy, I would have been like, no, I don't. It started, so it's 7 book series, young adult fantasy, and then book four, bam, super sexy.
Oh, boom.
Which I think is funny. It's like, are you growing with the audience, or is there some poor teenager that's like, I like this book. It's about an empowered young. Whoa!
Yeah. And yes. Ideally, the teens would have started reading as they were coming out, and then by the time the fourth comes out, they're old enough. But
they're 19 and they're into it.
If they discover them when they're already out, look out. You better slap a parental advisory on that book four, because, hey, it's safe for sophomores.
And so this brings up one of the shirts. Can I say it's a smutty book it shirt? Yeah. Smutty book it. And it says, I read all this trash, now where's my pizza?
Well,
we also have guy holding a mirror under a rainbow looking at himself, and it says how to find true love.
Then
we have a holiday sweatshirt or long sleeve. The quote is by the always hilarious co-host of mine, Derek.
Not always. Usually not.
That's pretty true. Okay. It has little holly drawn on it, and it says seasoned green beans and happy hollandaise. So if you're a little smart ass,
if you love
it's a shirt
food
for you.
Pun, it's for you.
If they say you need to wear a seasonal sweater, you just show up in this and say,
yeah.
Eat my shorts.
I did it. Eat my shorts.
So I was hoping it would
sweater,
be available on Friday, but maybe Monday. I don't know. Check my Instagram. RaRaRamonaML. We'll post it on the pod too.
Yeah, we'll share it on the pod.
I'm kind of feeling down that I don't have information about it.
We'll get it up there soon.
Yeah.
Follow us for up-to-the-minute updates and breaking news.
Well, there's just limited quantities, so I want the pod people to know about it first.
Oh, yeah, the pod people. Yeah.
All right, we're losing it.
Hey, give us a rating.
RamonaMuseLambert.com is where you find the stuff. We could use your purchases. It would be great. And good presents. And leave us a rating. Thanks for all your nice ratings. Send us an email, Mona and Derek's Quiz Show.
@gmail.com.
And don't forget to pinch between your eyebrows.
That's right.
It's a stressful season.
Release that valve.
Anything else?
I don't think so.
Thanks for listening.
Later, tater tots, casseroles, skaters.